On Air with JT. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very, very exclusive interview with a very talented musician, Todd Morris of The Offspring. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. So before we had, just to start off, you know, we were talking before we went on the show, and you asked if I was from Boston, and you said, I asked if you, you know, lived in Massachusetts, and you did, but I saw that you lived in Newport, Rhode Island. Is that correct as well?
Yes. We were born in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And then after my father passed away, we moved to Newport to be by the ocean for a while, which was cool, but I think it was too expensive of a town for us, so we kind of moved all around the East Coast. After that, we moved outside of DC, and that's where we started getting into like the DC punk rock and hardcore scene.
Oh, okay, I see. So Todd, what were some of your like early music influences? Like, what artists or bands like got you in, like, to make you really like think to yourself, like, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to do. Were there any like particular bands or artists, or was it just more of just?
I mean, you know, it was kind of. I guess I was always interested in guitars because I was asking for them at a young age, but I didn't really realize why. But I mean, when I started getting the punk rock, especially like the Ramones and the Dead Kennedys. The Ramones more for like, oh, I could throw three bar. When I learned how to play a bar chord on a guitar, like, oh, I could throw a couple bar chords together and make a nice melody. And the Dead Kennedys were just the smart lyrics, and they got me into lyric writing. But then moving beyond that, when I discovered the Clash opened me up to all different genres that, you know, I don't know if I was ever that punk rock guy where like, oh, you know, Led Zeppelin sucks or this music sucks. And, you know, because I didn't want punk rock to be, I didn't want punk rock to be closed-minded. You know, I didn't want it to be where you couldn't listen to other music. So the Clash would like open the door to like reggae and funk and pop and all this stuff. It's like, oh, you can make those styles of music and still be cool and still keep the punk rock ethics. So the Clash probably defined me as a musician more today than any of the bands.
Okay, I see. So you've been a professional musician for 20 plus years now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, probably more than 30.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe not professional, but I've been in bands for more than 30 years. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What's your opinion? Just, you know, obviously just because you've been in the industry for so long and just from like, maybe just the album and just the streaming aspect of the music industry from, you know, going from where you're making your money from album sales and all that, and now it's transitioned into streaming, and now really it's all about touring and merch and things like that. Like, do you like that, or does that like, do you like, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know. Yeah. Like, taxi drivers didn't like Uber,
exactly.
You know, but it's better for the people, you know. It's better that I don't have a stack of dusty CDs lying around. I can just listen to any song I want with the press of a button. But at the same time, you know, streaming is super impersonal. You know, you can discover music without discovering the band, without even caring who the drummer is or the bass player is, or, you know, you can discover a band without making any further connection with them. You know, I come from the day where, you know, you go to shows and you see the band and you hopefully meet the band, and there was like this bond, you know, that's really still out there in the live touring world, you know. But the weird thing I've noticed is, I call them legacy bands, you know, bands like The Offspring and, you know, from the 90s and earlier, where, you know, people still did sell records and you know, hits that were on the radio define the time in your life and all that stuff. It's almost like the songs have become bigger than the band, you know, like people that are getting into it now, they're not that concerned who's in the band or, you know, what about the record cover or the lyric sheet or all the things that we used to really look forward to. It's just about the song. So they go to the show and they want to hear that song, and they may not know who's in the band, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, the pop stars of today, the Machine Gun Kellys and the Taylor Swifts and all that, you know, they're the rock stars defined by everyone knows who they are, you know. But rock music and anything in the 90s and earlier is defined by the music and the live shows. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a cult of personality so much.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And Todd, I have a question. So how many instruments can you play?
I think I got everything except for drums.
Wow.
I need to work on drums. I used to be able to, but I can, you know, live, I can play guitar and bass. In my studio, I play piano. I've never really done piano live, just little bits here and there. Mm. I can play basic piano live. So, you know, I did, with the Austin, I did, you know, 10 years on guitar, and then, for the past 3-4 years, I switched bass, and I really love it. And I think bass is probably the instrument that I'm best at now professionally.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really good. I'm a big fan. And I do have to ask, you know, because obviously, you know, you were, you know, you played guitar in H2O for, you know, 20 years. And then, you know, going from that to, you know, now joining The Offspring, and obviously just, you know, because, you know, they're a very successful, talented band, you know, like you said, you know, grew up, you know, you basically were a fan and were listening to it, you know, before you even, you know, had the opportunity to join the band. It must have been very surreal to get that opportunity to be a part of that band.
Yeah, I mean, in between H2O and me joining The Offspring was a band called Juliet and the Licks, with Juliet Lewis, that band is a band that, you know, because she's known, we grew that band from a band where people were just coming to see a movie star to people who are coming for the music. And, you know, I had a big part in the songwriting, and I watched that band go from small clubs to giant shows. It was a really quick 5-year insane. I probably did more touring in that 5 years than I did the entire 20 years with H2O. It was insane.
How many shows do you think you did, if you had to guess?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
I know, it's a tough question.
It was a lot, but I know we literally circled the globe in both directions a few times. We would go from China to Europe to Japan to we went to Iceland, we went to Israel. Like, it was crazy. But you know, when that all ended, I have my little cover band, Petty Cash. We would do Tom Petty and Johnny cover Cash. Tom Petty and Johnny Cash covers. And we were opening for Steel Panther in Hollywood, and someone came and saw us and said, "Hey, you know, Austin's looking for a background guitar player and singer. You want to try out?" And so, you know, trying out for a band is super nerve wracking. But because I came from punk rock, I was like, "Oh, this is the one I got to go for." You know?
Yeah. So there was no self doubt. You were like really confident that, you know, you could do this.
I had done a bunch of auditions in Hollywood before for different bands, and I was never good at auditioning. You know, like I come from where you just start a band with your friends. Yeah. You know, like it's I never really had to audition. So, but with Austin, I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to do good in the audition. I didn't look at it past that. I was like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm going to do good on the audition. And it, you know, it started with 40 people, and then it got down to 5 people. And then one day they were like, "Hey, you want to show up and rehearse?" I was like, "Okay." And that was, you know, 13 years ago, almost 14.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. So right now, are you guys currently are you like working on any solo things or anything with The Offspring, that, you know?
A little bit of both. I recorded Offspring has just finished some new music. I don't know if it's all the way finished, but they're gonna have some new stuff coming out really soon. And I, for my solo stuff, I just did my first little East Coast tour as a solo artist. I have a single out right now called Screaming Babies.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have an EP coming out on Manic Cat Records in March, the 5-sound EP, which is already done. So, but I'm always writing. I'm in my studio right now. I try to at least do one song a week. I'd love to get it to where I write a song a day, but, you know,
yeah,
I got kids. Life is busy. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear the new music. And when you go back on tour, hopefully you come back to, you know, the Northeast, and hopefully you come to Boston or at least Massachusetts or New England,
yeah,
New England, you know, so I definitely have to come and check you guys out, you know, see it live, because I've never been to a live performance of yours, but I would love to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, definitely. So, people obviously can follow The Offspring, you know, on Instagram and all, you know, social media handles. What's your Instagram handle where people can follow you and check out your latest content?
On Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I'm Todd's Planet.
Okay.
But on TikTok, I'm Who Is Todd Morris, because I feel like I'm just a new mom TikTok.
Yeah. All right, well, definitely, guys, if you're listening or watching, definitely give Todd a follow. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this interview.
Thank you, man. I appreciate having me.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.